It could be because the market changed. It could be because of something that happened to you personally. It could be because of a situation you were put into. But what was the catalyst for change? And how can you take people into that moment? And how did it propel you forward?
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Are you creating a diverse social experience for yourself and your business? Or are you playing it safe? I'm going to argue why you talking to strangers may be the key not only to more revenue growth, but also the key to your happiness. If you're new to the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button. We are going to be sharing so much more about how to be showing up online, how to have more social interactions, and also how to drive more revenue in your business. So I definitely want you sticking around for more episodes. If you haven't yet, give me a follow over on Instagram. You can find my profile linked in the description below or by going to Boss Project, and then my personal profile is linked in the bio at Abigail Says. If you're a regular listener, thanks so much for being here. I would love if you would share today's episode with a friend or pop over on Instagram and share where you're listening, your biggest takeaway, or something that really hits home with you today. If you had asked me before today, I probably would have said these two things were a coincidence, not that they were correlated. But my business has been growing this year after it definitely went through a contraction period, after I dramatically cut my prices in the fall between 10 and 100 times on some of the things I was doing. And things are up. And things are going in the right direction. And that's super exciting. And I wouldn't have suspected that the fact that I'm also feeling better at work and more socially fulfilled and happier had anything to do with the other. I mean, obviously, when things are going well, we're happier. I get that. I understand that. But I couldn't have suspected that the social aspects of the way I've adjusted my marketing has a direct effect on my well-being. I was already planning for this episode to be about why you should spend more of your time and attention talking to strangers. But when I started doing some research around this topic, I was very shocked to run into this particular study. I found this article from NPR specifically about a recent study that a group of researchers did between the link to happiness and a term that researchers have coined relational diversity. They looked at a bunch of sources for the data, things like from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the World Health Organization. And they analyzed the data and surveyed people on their daily habits, schedules, and interactions. And there was a really clear relationship between what they're calling relational diversity and overall levels of satisfaction. Hayne Collins, a Harvard Business School doctoral student, co-authored the study, and he says that racial diversity is composed of two elements, specifically richness and evenness. Richness is specifically referring to the relationship categories, or how many kinds of people you interact with in any given day. This could be things like a romantic partner, a family member, a neighbor, or even a stranger. The more relationship categories that you talk to in any given day, and the more even the conversations are between those categories, the happier you are. And I think the more fascinating thing is this is true not just in the United States, but across many different cultures and countries. But we've all been out of balance. We've all had different times where we're putting more emphasis in different areas of our lives, whether that be we're in a time period where we're spending more time interacting with colleagues than, say, family members. But like when it gets out of balance, what are you doing about it? And how are you utilizing that information to improve your day-to-day life? But also, I'm going to argue, improve your revenue. This data doesn't surprise me. My spouse's background is in landscape architecture. And when he was doing his master's thesis, he was talking a lot about communities and how you bring people together in both gathering spaces, but also in a way that creates that cultural diversity where you're bringing a bunch of different types of people into the same space. And it makes sense. Community is driven by relationships. But for the past 4 years, we've all been isolated. And I get that in some cases, we're sort of on the other side. But there's so much about our lives that are distinctly different than pre-pandemic. And we've created habits based on isolation. And I think those habits are starting to affect our impact and potential growth opportunities in our business. If I were to hypothesize how this is working for the average small business owner in my circle, whether they listen to this podcast or follow me on social media, so many more of you than ever are talking to less people. I know I did. I know there was a period of time where I cut myself off from nonprofits I was involved in and volunteer efforts. And I was essentially just talking to the people in my team at work and my mom and my sister. Like it was tiny. Well, obviously my partner, he lives with me. He can't get rid of me. But I think some of the burnout that people are experiencing isn't necessarily from the work itself. I think it's from the lack of connection. And when we isolate ourselves, it obviously perpetuates because the more you isolate, the more it affects your mood and the more you want to isolate. But I think this needs to be a wake-up call to really enrich your life by spending more time on the relationships in it. And I think that could easily mean for you rekindling relationships or intentionally spending more time with family. But I think one of the biggest areas that is completely neglected is the things we're doing to talk to strangers on purpose. And if you're an introvert like I am, I know that can feel like a really uncomfortable thing to do, but I think the thing that's important to note is just because I'm an introvert doesn't mean I'm not outgoing. I simply am not recharged by being in the presence of a large group. I find that personally draining, but I am enriched by individual relationships. And I often ignore that, and I have for a period of years. But I really wanted to spend more time this year on awareness in my business because I knew the power that it had and that it yielded over my potential results. So it's not necessarily a shift away from talking to the people you know, but more intentionally pursuing talking to the people you don't. And talking to strangers specifically is one of the key pillars of awareness marketing. It is how you grow a business. You need more people to discover you for the very first time who don't know who you are, who don't know your background, who don't know your expertise, who don't know your story, and they need to find out about you in order for your business to continue to grow. Okay, so maybe I have your buy-in a little bit. Maybe you're thinking, all right, I hear you. You do seem genuinely more happy than perhaps some of the episodes I listened to last fall. I'm going to pay attention. Okay. Well, what do you do with this information? You're like, sure. Okay. Talk to strangers. What now? What does that mean? Am I supposed to randomly DM people? Not necessarily. I'm not saying you shouldn't or you can't do that. But I specifically want to talk about the shift in messaging that it's going to take in order for you to reach those people naturally and have fulfilling relationships. It specifically requires that you do things differently with your content, with the actual design of the words you're putting out into the world, the things that you say, the things that you say about yourself, the way you introduce yourself, the way you put yourself out into the world. I'd argue that people spend a lot more time playing it safe than specifically trying to intentionally grow in this way. Because it's so much easier to talk to people we already know. We know who the people are. We know what their needs are. We know what their struggles are. We know what they're going through. We know what problems they have. We know what solutions we can offer those people. And we can continue to show value and present those solutions. But there's a hole in this plan. You're ultimately not for everyone. And that's okay. You don't need to be. That's not what I'm suggesting. It's not about making the business you have more broadly appeal to more people. You simply need more of the same kinds of people, but those that don't know you yet. And we can magnetize these people to us by very intentionally changing the language that we're using on an awareness channel. But it has to be in an awareness channel location, in a specific place that is naturally going to organically get you in front of strangers. My favorite right now, for sure, is Instagram Reels. You can do it on TikTok. You can do it on YouTube. You can do it on YouTube Shorts. All of those are great opportunities for awareness marketing. I'm putting my time and attention on Instagram. And the awareness wing on Instagram is Instagram Reels. So if I'm putting my time and attention there, how am I bringing these people in? My language specifically has to spark their curiosity and catch their attention. And that makes sense because we're not necessarily saying, hey, how are you on the street? We're not running into them in real life. And so you have to create a natural interaction in an unnatural environment.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Social networking, social media marketing is so confusing on a human level, if you really think about it. We have all these interpersonal relationships combined with one-sided relationships where someone may know you, but you don't know them, and they feel entitled to your time and attention. And it's not necessarily natural. Like, I don't think humans were ever designed to interact in this way. So we have to do the things that would catch their attention online that are a little bit different than how we would potentially do that in real life. Like, I feel like in real life, the way you do that is you either consistently see someone because you're in the same place frequently, so you have that exposure, or you catch their attention, like with a fun outfit they're wearing, and they're like, oh, I love that. And they compliment you. It could be simply that you have the same goal, like maybe you're both grocery shopping. I don't know, whatever. We have all these natural ways we bump into people in the real world, but how do we naturally bump into people online without it feeling like we're seeking them in some sort of strange way? I mean, we are. We all have the same goal. We all want to grow our businesses. And so I think there's some element of accepting that as true that allows us to get over ourselves a little bit and do the things that are going to have a positive outcome for us. But I think the part that will give you a little bit of hope is that it's not just to grow your revenue. I think sometimes that can feel really materialistic. Like we're just seeking the dollars or the outcome rather than the relationship. But when we realize the value of that relationship and that we have an opportunity to contribute to their well-being, their future, we can actually help them see change. But also, it's not one-sided. It's not just helping them, and it's not just helping you get revenue. It's also contributing to your social interactions and well-being and your ultimate happiness. So if we've accepted that it has a net positive outcome to our life and our well-being, and we've accepted that getting in front of more strangers is going to grow the awareness for our business and ultimately contribute to revenue growth, then what do we say? How do we do it in a way that feels genuine and additive and transformative and something that is really going to positively impact you both? I think the easiest way to do this is through storytelling. We have a natural way to connect with people, and I think story is such a unique opportunity to really create connections that feel valuable and true. And it speeds up the process, because when we tell a story, the intensity of that relationship can deepen really quickly. Whether you're ready to accept it or not, every type of story has already been told, and they all fit into 7 specific plot lines. And you may have heard about this back in English class, back in high school, or you may have thought about it when you've considered writing a book or really looked at the value of story. But all of this can transpire into content, into things that actually move your business forward and move the needle. Because when stories are structured in this way, they are captivating. They capture people's attention. People may know where they're going because these stories feel familiar, but they give a well-rounded approach when you tell all of these types of stories. And while you may have heard of the 7 plot lines, the 7 options that are available to you, I'm not sure you've thought about how they are specifically applied to business. So I'm going to tell you what I call them and specifically what they are called if you were to look out in the real world at the plot lines. What are they called in that format? But how is it applied specifically to business? The first one I want to refer to as a catalyst story. This is what would be considered rebirth. I like to call it the I'm done moment. Think about a time in your business where you changed direction because of the circumstances that you were put in. It could be because the market changed. It could be because of something that happened to you personally. It could be because of a situation you were put into. But what was the catalyst for change? And how can you take people into that moment? And how did it propel you forward? The next one is your transformation story, also called rags to riches. And I think that gets some bad connotations, that it always has to mean that you were poor and now you're not. But this is really about origin. Where did you come from and how did it get you here? Don't be afraid to give detail. Don't be afraid to take people to the moments you made these big decisions. Don't be afraid to walk people through a timeline and make them feel like they were a part of your story. The next one I call a vision or value story, also referred to as the quest. In books or movies, we may think of this as the pursuit of treasure or going on a journey to a place. But for you, how is it you pursuing a goal and overcoming challenges that pop up along the way? Also thinking about strictly what are you for and what are you against and how does that add to the unique parts of your story? I'm going to call this next one a side story, but it's lighthearted because it's comedy. Now, comedy doesn't necessarily have to mean ha-ha funny humor. It is the light side of your business. It's the anecdotes. It's the amusing things that make you human and relatable and someone that feels approachable. These are engaging stories. These are stories that don't always align with everything else we're doing, but they make us interesting. I think we tend to keep all of those side stories locked away in things like our stories or an email we send out. But we don't tell side stories very often to complete strangers. And I think that's a really big opportunity to bring people in on something that just makes you uniquely you. I think businesses tend to avoid this story because it means admitting that they have opportunities to improve or learn. But I want to call this a feedback and improvement story. And this can be a highly controversial thing, or it can be much more lighthearted, but it's in the package of voyage and return. This can be feedback from customers. It can be feedback from your audience. This can be harsh truths about the way that you're looking at the world or the lens in which you're putting your business in. I've seen people face this when they said things that hurt people or when they were keeping their business so focused on a particular group of people that it was ostracizing others. I think this can be an easy one to mess up, but it is also such a huge opportunity for deep connection because you are actively listening to how you can improve and do better. But it is uniquely different from a lesson learned story or what would be considered tragedy. This is where you should be vulnerable and brave and relatable and talk about your failures. These often make for good hooks that get people very interested in what the rest of the story is gonna be. And the last type of story is a risk story, i.e. overcoming the monster. This should be something that really challenged you and potentially was quote-unquote life-threatening to your business. What almost shut your doors? What almost put you out of business? This should have a protagonist and an antagonist, but it doesn't necessarily have to be another person or a thing. It can be a situation that you are in. I can't wait to see how you weave in these stories into what you do and how you're sharing your business with the world, especially a world that doesn't know you yet, and allow those stories to create a real connection, a connection that makes it seem as though you've known each other for years already. This is going to drive deeper connections. It's going to drive more loyalty. It's going to ultimately drive more sales, because someone, and especially a business that commits to telling all of these types of stories, is going to feel vulnerable and upfront and transparent and real in a way that a lot of businesses are not portraying themselves. This is your opportunity for connection. This is your opportunity to get in front of new people. This is your opportunity to grow your awareness and create relationships that have a lasting impact on your well-being and your own happiness. I cannot wait to see the stories that you tell and how you tell them. And if you want more help structuring these types of stories, I have so many tools in my tool belt to help you get there, specifically viral captions that really help hook people in and get people going in the right direction. And I want to give them to you. So they are included as part of the co-op, and I would love for you to be a member and ultimately utilize these to help tell your story and to help get you in front of more people. If you want to find out more, you can go to creativetemplateshop.com/membership, or you can DM me at Abigail Says. DM me the word accelerate and I will send you more details. That is creativetemplateshop.com/membership. I would love to see you inside, and make sure you post in the group and feel free to ask where to find some caption prompts, and we'll get you started and put on the right direction. Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.